Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting third. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse scores. Blanks moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Fossey goes all the way around to score. Blanks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bell reaches second base with a double. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Pruitt moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Dick Pohl now pitching. Tommy Smith pinch runs for Charlie Spikes. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Smith now playing right field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Frank Robinson. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Liss strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.